Hey there, Audio Boo community. It's another Audio Boo from yours truly. I don't have any idea what I'm going to say, as usual, but I figured I'd just go over things going on. So, I've been watching the Casey Anthony case, and that was pretty much a good waste of a few months of my life, and only to find out that she was not guilty and ended up going free. For some odd reason, that just makes me insane, because she's obviously guilty. I mean, anybody that looks at it can see she's guilty. She's guilty. Who else could have done it? Who else would lie? Why would you lie to not help people find your daughter unless you're covering something up? I mean, if my child was missing for 5 seconds, you would see me calling the police. And 31 days, that's just no excuse. I'm sorry. It's ridiculous, and she deserves to be put in jail and to rot there. But unfortunately, that is not the way the outcome, went. I did, however, read this article online that Nostradamus, the guy that predicts everything, who happened to predict 9/11 and among a bunch of other things, also happened to predict that Casey Anthony would be found innocent. Okay, I read this before I actually saw the verdict in the case, and I tried really hard to brush it off because I just didn't think there was any way she couldn't be found guilty. And then I just kept thinking about it, because Nostradamus apparently has been right about a lot of things. So it started to worry me a little. And then when she finally got found not guilty, I was like, so I guess Nostradamus was right, huh? He also says that she will be proven innocent, and 8 to 10 months after she is freed, a monster will come out and confess. Or, I don't know if that's 8 to 10 months after, but anyway, after, somebody is going to come out and confess and clear Casey Anthony's name. So we'll see about that. And 8 to 10 months, this is what the 8 to 10 months was. 8 to 10 months after the person confesses to really killing Kaylee Anthony, he will either be put to death by the government, or he will be killed in prison by other inmates, or he will commit suicide. But either way, 8 to 10 months after he's arrested, he will be dead. And this is all per Nostradamus. I don't know if I should put the link to this article in my description, but we'll see. Anyways, I'm really, really disappointed in our government. But, what are you going to do? Oh, and then the worst part is she wrote a letter saying that she really wants to have more kids. And, oh my God, that's horrific. That thought just, like, frightens me. So, I don't know what to do. I mean, I can't do anything, so I just have to, I guess, deal with it, like everybody else. Other than that, let's see what's going on. Oh, yes, I got a new Android tablet. It's a Dell Streak 7, which was purchased because of the insanely cheap price for the stuff that you get. It was like $270. I bought it at Newegg.com. And it just, I don't know, it was just too good to pass up. It had, you know, Android 2.2, it had all the apps, I actually rooted it, so it works really well. I have no complaints at all about it. The one thing that was a little weird is I had a problem with it, and in the beginning, the warranty is covered by the actual manufacturer itself, which is Dell. So I called up Dell to try to get it replaced or fixed or something, and Dell tells me that they've never heard of Newegg.com. Okay, I happen to know that Newegg is a fairly popular electronics blockchain that, or chain or site that's been around for a very long time, because I've bought things there for years, for at least over 10 years. And they tell me they have no idea who they are. And when I gave them the serial number of my tablet, they basically led me to believe that my item was stolen. So they're telling me that Newegg bought stolen items, and they don't do business with Newegg, and they would not help me. So I'm very disappointed in Dell. I called up Newegg. Newegg thought it was ridiculous. They issued me a return thing right away. They were very, very helpful. They were very, very upset also about this whole being accused of stealing thing, because I know Newegg is reputable. I don't know if any of you guys heard of it, but it's a reputable store. It's a very good one, too. So Dell, I don't know if Dell is trying to pull a fast one on me and just did not want to fix their, you know, problem, mistake, or if they're just really clueless on who they sell products to. I'm going to have to figure this out somehow. Okay? Well, anyway, other than that, I also, I'm going to be giving this tablet, this Streak, to my fiance, my husband, fiance, whatever. And I'm going to be receiving a new tablet in the mail soon, because I'm a gadget crazy chick, and I just had to buy the new HP touchpad, which runs WebOS, because HP apparently acquired the Palm company like a year ago, so now they're using WebOS and all their systems, and it's pretty new because nobody else is doing that. Everybody has either Android or an iPad, and I just really, really wanted it because it was different. I played around with an iPad too because my mother has one, and I really wasn't impressed. I have an iPhone 4, and it was just a really big version of my iPhone. Not really impressing me. I mean, I already have an iPhone. Why do I need a huge version of it? I want something new. I want something different. So, when I get my HP touchpad, I will probably post again and let you know how it went. So, alright. So, that's my boo for tonight. And I'm out of here. But it was, you know, it was real. It was fun. It was real. Wasn't real fun. But I hope everybody's having a great summer. And I will post again soon. Thanks for listening, and talk to you later. Bye-bye.